fun. Just something to bear in mind that I'm not allowed to swear, and neither are you. You can say the word WTF, but you can't actually say the F, and you can say BS, but you can't actually say the S word. So do call back in the future, but don't be bad. Anyway, I think that Donald Glover was the actor that was carrying on about that. Come on, people. It is the sort of self-serving, elitist speeches. You don't like the president. I get that. That's fine. Don't blame him for everything. It kind of reminds me when people blamed, you know, George Bush for everything. And I picked up on it. I started blaming him for everything in my life, too. I mean, I stubbed my toes. It's George Bush's fault. I had a bad day. It was George's fault. So now I guess I can just switch it over and just be like, oh, yeah, I broke my nail. It's Donald Trump's fault. I mean, come on, people. Stick to legitimate criticism. And if you're getting an award, how about you talk about your job and the award and like acting and stuff? Just a suggestion. Anyway, when we get back, as promised, I actually have Congressman Mike Kaufman. But in the meanwhile, let's talk with Pat Woodard. He's got stuff to say. 7:35, if you're just joining us, you know this voice is not the voice of Ross Kaminsky, but in fact, the voice of Krista Kafer sitting in for Ross. Great to be here, although I gotta admit, I'm not a morning person, but 20 cups of coffee can make you a morning person. I want to thank our next guest, who is Congressman Mike Kaufman, my congressman, for joining us at this early hour. Congressman Kaufman, welcome to the show.
Hey, Krista, great to be with you.
I want to say, first off, I really appreciate your leadership on DACA. That is the kids that were brought here illegally, but they were brought here young. They're essentially kids without a country, and your leadership in pushing forward on legislation that would give these kids a chance to have legal status. I think your work is terrific.
Oh, thank you. Well, we need to get it done, and we're going to get it done in exchange for some border security provisions, which I support. I'm in a group called Problem Solvers, which is Republicans and Democrats who have kind of come together to try and bridge the partisan divide in Washington and D.C. And we're trying to work on a sort of a recommendation to give to both parties in terms of the specifics as to what the border security piece ought to look like.
Well, and I think that's important because as long as people can sneak over the border and, in fact, bring their kids, this will be an ongoing problem unless we can secure that border. Do you have a sense of what those security measures might be like?
Yeah, I think a lot of them, certainly there's going to be barriers along key areas. We had a phone conference over the weekend just to talk about it, so we're just working on it now. I think it's good, but I think it's going to involve a lot of technology. But certainly barriers, I guess a wall you could call it in key areas, but a lot of technology may require an increase in Border Patrol personnel, but I think there's a lot we can do.
I think so too. I mean, and I don't think a 2,000-mile wall is realistic given the topography and the expense, but there are areas that could be shored up with physical barriers where you've got a lot of crossings, as well as more manpower, maybe even drones. It seems to me there's a lot of things
sure.
that could be done.
Absolutely.
You know, you got
to be able to interdict them before they, you know, if they're big air expanses of desert, the whole thing is having sensors and having the capability to interdict them before they get to a hard surface road.
Very well said, Congressman mm-hmm. Kaufman. I noticed that it has picked up your stance on this, you're working on this, has picked up the consternation of Tom Tancredo, former congressman, who thinks that you ought to be primaried because of your position. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's pretty interesting. When Tom, of course, now is looking at running for governor, I don't know
again?
Why. Instead of which is interesting. In fact, if I was watching Channel 9 online, Brandon Ritterman in Balance of Power had a piece with Tom, and his entire motivation for the catalyst for his running for governor was that Republican leaders in the state of Colorado did not stand up and speak out and defend a white supremacist group that wanted to do a conference in Colorado. And I mean, you know, is that really the role of the Republican Party. It may be the ACLU or something, but not the Republican Party. But that's his catalyst for running. And so I think it's more of an entertainment value on his part. And I think it's about retribution. I think that his running, I think, could, in fact, give us a Democrat governor. And I don't think he cares.
Yeah, he could be Congressman Polis's best friend if he manages to get him in as governor. I think the shame of it is that I knew Tom a bit when he was congressman and I was a congressional staffer. He was working on serious stuff like pointing eyes to the tragedy in Darfur. Mm-hmm. I think he handled the Columbine massacre very well. He was doing good things, and then something has slipped. He's no longer really doing good things. He's doing odd things. Which is unfortunate.
Well, I think he misses the spotlight. He really thrives on the attention, and I think he's bored. And this is one way. I mean, this is cheap entertainment for him. I think it'd be awfully hard on the Republican Party.
Well, you know, and I've been suggesting this to a lot of people. Everybody from liberal protesters to people who are. I just think in need of a hobby, like a good hobby, like woodworking or crochet or painting or wreath making. In fact, I've just kind of thrown it out there that if people who are in need of a hobby, a real hobby, I could teach any of these people to crochet. And, I think it could take him away from being, the destroyer of the Republican Party to being just somebody who can put together a really good hat or mittens.
You need to work with him.
I'd love to.
I just think it's just bizarre. And then he just came back to register as a Republican so he could run for governor. And so, with a crowded field, and if he could bring a certain element out, he may just, do it. And let me tell you, the Democrats will support him in every single way. They did independent expenditures for him last time. I know he complains about that the Republican Governors Association came in and had to get him against him at the end. But that was only after the Democrats were doing independent expenditures for him, and sort of the Todd Akin thing, that they knew that they needed this guy to be the nominee, not merely to lose the governorship, but to affect the rest of the ticket. And so they were putting money. So the RGA came in really response to them in terms of going the other way. But the Democrats will come in a very big way for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you put money behind the weak horse so that your horse can win the race. And I don't blame them. It's kind of underhanded, but I don't blame the Democrats for doing it. I just hope that the Republicans don't fall for it, because there are some superb people out there like George Brockler, who would be an outstanding governor and who actually has a chance to win if he's not sabotaged from within. I wanted to ask you quickly, Congressman Kaufman, in addition to DACA, what else are you looking for looking to do this week now that you guys are back in session?
Well, I think there's going to be an effort to circle back in healthcare reform. We owe it to the American people certainly to do something. So the bill coming out of the House was simply too big, too massive. It did a lot more than took in a lot more than just the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and so I think we need to prioritize what needs to be changed first and deal with that. But I think we're going to circle back on that. Tax reform is going to be huge on the agenda going forward in terms of getting something done there to move our economy forward faster and create jobs. And then, of course, we've got to finish the budget process.
That's pretty full list of things to do. I very much appreciate that you guys have gone to regular order, and we could see actual appropriations bills and not the giant package that is often called the omnibus. You guys could actually do what you're supposed to. I think that's terrific.
No, I think so. And it is it's a lengthy process. But it's the way the Congress is supposed to work.
Well, I appreciate it. Congressman Kaufman, thanks so much for coming on today. Of course, if folks want to know more about you or know more about what you're doing right now, they could check out your website. Have a terrific day.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye. I like Congressman Kaufman. He's my congressman. And you know what? He's just I think he's an good-minded, even-keeled individual who's doing some work. I know there are folks out there that disagree, and so if you want to give me a ring, 303-713-8255. I appreciate what he's doing on DACA. And-